Today, Speaker Pelosi announced her plans for health care reform that will decrease the quality of health care, it's going to increase taxes, and it's going to lead to more job loss. This bill will impose taxes on all Americans, individuals who purchase insurance, individuals who do not purchase insurance, and millions of small businesses. That will kill jobs, and it's going to raise health care premiums. Speaker Pelosi's plan relies on massive cuts to Medicare Advantage. This is a terrible plan that will only result in the loss of health care for millions of seniors. We simply aren't going to be able to trim the fat of existing programs in order to pay for Speaker Pelosi's plan. A plan of this magnitude will require billions and billions of dollars, and the president is hoping to pay for it by imposing more taxes on small business owners. Under the bill, all employers with a payroll of $500,000 or more will be hit with a surtax if they do not provide qualified health insurance to their employees. These new taxes punish job growth since the tax rate increases as payroll increases. In addition, medical device makers, who many are small businesses, would pay a 2.5% excise tax on sales of their products. It's an estimated cost to the industry of over $20 billion in the next decade. Additional taxes on businesses, especially in a difficult economy, is bad policy. The projected spending and increased taxes are not just numbers. They represent real people and jobs. With unemployment hovering near 10%, the highest rate in 26 years, raising taxes on small business owners, the very people we are depending on to create jobs, provide health care, and keep our economy running, is without a doubt the wrong thing to do. It's time for Speaker Pelosi to listen to the real job creators, wipe the slate clean, and find a plan for reform that doesn't trick our small businesses from growing our economy.